Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show on the 3rd of July here from San Antonio. I'm joined by Dawson Brown, who struck out the side and posted a zero in his inning last night here at Nelson Wolf. And Dawson, I just want to ask you generally how you feel you've progressed since you've gotten here to Amarillo from Hillsboro. Obviously, it was a great stretch at Hillsboro that got you this promotion here to Amarillo. And where do you feel like you are right now?
Well, obviously, as you probably saw, the first few outings struggled a little bit with throwing strikes. So that's the goal, is, as always, just attack the zone and make guys swing the bat. And luckily, I feel like I've been doing a much better job of that in my last few outings. And just keep working towards that goal of just making sure I'm not walking anybody, attacking early and often.
I did notice that, but I've also noticed that you've been throwing a lot more strikes recently. Was there a mechanical change, or was it, you think, a little bit mental?
I would say mostly mechanical, but also mental too. I mean, just making sure I have more belief in myself, but also that's helped, been supplemented by the fact that I've been working mechanically on just slowing down a little bit and making sure I'm more methodical and, you know, taking my time. Not get too nerdy with you, but I kind of struggle with getting too fast, and like before I even let my leg lift happen, just getting down the mound, I'm trying to stay over the rubber longer, for lack of a better term.
We love nerdiness here on the A&B pregame show. I was watching some old video of your dad throwing today, and there's a lot of similarities between him and you, including the jersey number, but he's more over the top than you are.
Yeah.
How did you find that little bit lower arm slot as far as where you wanted to be for you?
Well, that kind of all started with, and he'd tell you this too, is I was young. So like when you step to throw, you tend to open your foot, right? Yep. And I was young, I had like an issue opening my hip. So like I would step completely like sideways. And so like I couldn't, you literally can't, if your foot's not opening to home plate, you can't, or to your target, you can't get up. So like I couldn't do that when I was young. So I just threw side arm, and it kind of just was natural progression of from there. I just have always thrown kind of low. So I've been kind of experimenting with trying to get up. I don't know if you've noticed, but I also throw from like a lower slot too.
Yep.
So I like experimenting with different arm angles. It's always been a little bit tougher for me to throw from higher, but yeah, I mean.
He was a Georgia Tech Hall of Famer. Obviously, you went to Georgia Tech. Was it always Tech for you, or were there other options too?
I would say it was always Tech for me. And I was super blessed in terms of my opportunities that I got when I was young, in that I knew I wanted to go to Tech. I've always been a bit of a homebody. And after my sophomore year of travel ball, I got offered by Coach Hall there at Georgia Tech, and it was a no-doubter for me. So that was my first and only offer, and I took it.
Love it. What have you enjoyed about this clubhouse in the time that you've been here? Because you've been here about a month now, so yeah. I feel like you've had some time to kind of get used to how it all runs here.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say it's the same as, I mean, any other clubhouse. I mean, just the camaraderie with the guys. I've kind of picked up hacky sack since nice. I've gotten here, which is super fun. But it's just nice. I mean, I knew these guys. I knew the guys in Hillsboro, too, obviously. And it's good to get to meet guys and, like, kind of, even though I knew most of the guys from spring training, but it's nice to develop, you know, deeper bonds with guys who I just kind of had a surface level relationship with. So, yeah.
This AA level now is full of players that are already married, yourself being one of them. Congrats on that, by the way. How do you navigate married life in this baseball lifestyle? I mean, you're a young guy. You just turned 25.
Well, I'd say, I mean, you have to take things one day at a time. And, you know, absence does make the heart grow fonder, which is, in a way, is a good thing, because I feel like it's strengthened my relationship with my wife. But it does stink, obviously, not being able to be with her all the time. I was telling people last year in the offseason, it'd be so much easier if I could do this every day and have her out here every day with me, which hopefully at some point it'll, when she's done with her clinicals this year, hopefully next year, you know, I'll get to see her a little more, but I don't want to assume anything. And, you know, she's pursuing her dream of being a physical therapist, so I'm not going to take anything away from that from her. So, but yeah, I mean, it's a lot easier said than done, but I just think you have to communicate. And it's a little bit different than my parents' time when they were doing this and that call each other. I mean, we have FaceTime, so it feels like communication is much easier now, but communication is a huge part, obviously.
No doubt. Last one for you. You and I were joking off the air about how you just had your 25th birthday, getting up there to unk status. And I'm 27, so like, hey, I'm way ahead of you in that list. But how have you just tried to enjoy each moment of this journey as now you've reached your mid-20s?
Yeah, I'd say it's, I've gotten more, since I've gotten older, not wise, but just like privy to the fact that it's just a game at the end of the day. And there's no reason, you have a choice every day to enjoy life. And, you know, sometimes like during the season, especially this part of the season, you can kind of get bogged down in the dog days of summer, even though it's only my second year. So it's not like I've done this that long, but sometimes I just put things in perspective and think, you know, like, look around. I think this is so cool what I get to do. And I think a lot of guys do that as well. I mean, you kind of have to. It's a long season. It's a grind. But sometimes when you slow things down, just be where your feet are and kind of realize how cool this is and what like a young you would think, it puts things in this perspective and makes it cool.
I concur. Dawson, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you very much.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.